Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Justice Department has announced criminal charges against Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar and other militants in connection with last year's October 7th rampage in Israel. The criminal complaint filed in federal court in New York City includes charges of conspiring to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization resulting in death. The impact of the case may be mostly symbolic given that Sinwar is believed to be hiding out in tunnels. Israel on Wednesday is continuing an almost week-long assault on the northern West Bank to root out what it says is Hamas and Islamic Jihad infrastructure. Palestinians say at least 20 people have been killed. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Palestinians say it is the largest IDF military operation they have seen in the West Bank in more than two decades. The assault is focused on the northern West Bank, including the cities of Jenin and Tulkarm. Israeli officials say the operation targets West Bank terrorist leaders, and their forces have killed at least 29 of them. Hamas and Islamic Jihad have said most were members of their organizations. Israeli analysts say Hamas has started focusing on the West Bank after being weakened in Gaza. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
At least 50 people were killed and 271 wounded when Russia hit a military institute in a Ukrainian central town with two ballistic missiles on Tuesday, the war's deadliest single attack this year. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on the Telegram messaging app, the Russian scum will definitely be held accountable for this strike. The use of ballistic missiles meant the victims had little time to find cover after the air raid siren sounded, the foreign ministry said.